From Greenville, South Carolina, we present Let the Bible Speak. Let the Bible Speak is the radio ministry of Faith Free Presbyterian Church, preaching Christ in all His fullness.
Thank you for joining us for this broadcast of Let the Bible Speak, featuring the messages of Dr. Alan Cairns, Minister Emeritus of Faith Free Presbyterian Church in Greenville, South Carolina. Today, Dr. Cairns begins the sixth message in a series on the 11th chapter of the Epistle to the Hebrews. Among the heroes of faith memorialized in this chapter, none ranks higher than Abraham, the man who was called the friend of God. In a message entitled, A Pilgrim's Faith, Dr. Cairns will highlight the characteristics of a man who was called out of a heathen land to go to a place previously unknown to him, based purely on his faith in the God who had revealed himself to him. We'll see the willingness of Abraham's faith, a picture of that effectual call which awakens a dead sinner and brings him to faith in Christ. In just a few minutes, Dr. Cairns will bring the introduction to this message. First, we invite your attention to this devotional thought from Morning by Morning, a collection from the pen of C.H. Spurgeon. This morning's text is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 11 and verse 24. This do in remembrance of me. It seems, then, that Christians may forget Christ. There could be no need for this loving exhortation if there were not a fearful supposition that our memories might prove treacherous. Nor is this a bare supposition. It is, alas, too well confirmed in our experience, not as a possibility, but as a lamentable fact. It appears almost impossible that those who have been redeemed by the blood of the dying Lamb, and loved with an everlasting love by the eternal Son of God, should forget that gracious Savior. But, if startling to the ear, it is, alas, too apparent to the eye to allow us to deny the crime. Forget Him who never forgot us? Forget Him who poured His blood forth for our sins? Forget Him who loved us even to the death? Can it be possible? Yes, it is not only possible, but conscience confesses that it is too sadly of fault with all of us, that we suffer Him to be as a wayfaring man tarrying but for a night. He whom we should make the abiding tenant of our memories is but a visitor therein. The cross, where one would think that memory would linger, and unmindfulness would be an unknown intruder, is desecrated by the feet of forgetfulness. Does not your conscience say that this is true? Do you not find yourselves forgetful of Jesus? Some creature steals away your heart, and you are unmindful of Him upon whom your affection ought to be set. Some earthly business engrosses your attention, when you should fix your eyes steadily upon the cross. It is the incessant turmoil of the world, the constant attraction of earthly things, which takes away the soul from Christ. While memory too well preserves a poisonous weed, it suffers the rose of Sharon to wither. Let us charge ourselves to bind a heavenly forget-me-not about our hearts for Jesus our Beloved, and whatever else we let slip, let us hold fast to Him.
Oh.
You're listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We're delighted that you've tuned in today, and we're especially grateful for those of you who make this program a regular part of your day. We've been particularly encouraged by the response to the program content and the format. So if you have written to say that the Lord has blessed you, or to ask for some of the literature that we offer, then take our thanks for taking time to do so. And if you haven't yet done so, we would be delighted to hear from you. You may contact us by email, by telephone, or by regular postal mail. You may write us at Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. You may email us at ltbs@freepres.org. That's ltbs@freepres.org. Or you may telephone us toll-free at 866-877-LTBS. That's 866-877-5827. As you can see, it's easy to contact us. Also, if you enjoy the program, you might like to join us on our website, Let the Bible Speak Radio, or ltbsradio.com. Don't forget that word radio, ltbsradio.com. We hope to hear from you, and that you'll join us on our website this week.
Continuing through Hebrews chapter 11, we come to verses 8 to 10. By faith Abraham, when he was called to go out into a place which he should after receive for an inheritance, obeyed. And he went out, not knowing whither he went. By faith he sojourned in the land of promise, as in a strange country, dwelling in tabernacles with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise. For he looked for a city which hath foundations, whose builder and maker is God. Amen. The Lord will bless this reading to our hearts. I trust that today we will not only learn of Abraham, but that we'll be taught as we look at his word to walk as he walked. If we remember that Hebrews chapter 11 is all about faith as confidence in regard to things that are hoped for, and as a conviction in regard to things that are not seen with the mortal eye, then we'll not be surprised that Paul, in writing this chapter, is at pains to repeat certain great lessons and truths about faith. In this chapter, Paul designs to use the lives of the great heroes of the Old Testament period to illustrate that faith, a living faith in a living Lord, empowers God's people and enables God's people to overcome all the obstacles of this life on their journey to the next. Once and again, as he deals with these characters, Paul emphasizes that faith is not merely a human emotion, nor indeed is faith merely a human resolve. I'll go even further. Nor indeed is faith merely a human desire or straining after God, but rather a living faith is always based upon a divine revelation. Indeed, if this chapter shows us anything, it shows us that without the Word of God, faith is impossible. It can't exist without a prior revelation from God. You'll find that in the case of Abel, the Lord made very clear to him the law of sacrifice, the law of approach to God, the ancient law that God had laid down in the heart of Adam just from the very beginning of time after the fall, that without the shedding of blood, there's no remission, that there's no approach to God for any sinner except on the ground of a sacrifice that will expiate his guilt, propitiate the wrath of God, reconcile the sinner to his Maker. In the case of Enoch, we saw that again there was a revelation to him regarding the wrath of God against sin, and indeed regarding the coming of the Lord with 10,000s of his saints. A revelation indeed to Enoch that he himself would be God's testimony, first by his walk upon the earth, and then by his translation from the earth. In the case of Noah, he was warned of God of things not seen as yet, was moved with fear, and then by faith built a house, or built an ark to the saving of his house. Now, this same truth is made clear in the case of Abraham, the most outstanding example of faith in all the Old Testament scriptures, so much so indeed that Abraham is looked upon as the father of the faithful. He is the example above all others of faith in the Lord at work. In verse 8 we read that Abraham was called. There you have the divine revelation. There you have the word of God. Abraham was called to go out to a place that he would afterward receive for an inheritance. We are told that the Lord gave him, in verse 9, the land of promise. Another reference to the divine revelation. And Abraham set out by faith in that call and that promise of God, set out on a journey that was to last for the rest of his life. For as we read in Acts 7, while God promised him this land, yet during his own lifetime, he never gave him that land in possession. The only thing that Abraham ever was able to purchase in the land was a cave in which to bury his wife. He didn't get the land in possession, but he had it in promise for his succeeding generations. And throughout his life, he walked in the light of God's call. That was past. He walked in the light of God's promise. That was future. He walked in the light of a continuing assurance, and that was ever present. And you will find that there in Abraham, you have the essence of what I will call a pilgrim faith. You have the essence of what it is to live by faith. It has reference to the past, when the Word of God first dawned upon the soul. It has reference to the future, when the promise will yet be finally fulfilled. And it has reference to the present, as it looks to the character of the God who gave the call and the promise, and with settled assurance in the person of the God it worships and follows. It constantly, in pilgrim attitude of faithfulness and purity, walks in obedience to its Lord. I want us today to look at this case of Abraham and his pilgrim faith. The history behind the text is that which we have read in Genesis 11 and 12 and Acts chapter 7, sufficiently well known that I don't need to recite it again, how God called him from Ur of the Chaldees, from Mesopotamia, and at that call he went forward after stopping in Haran for a while until Terah his father died. He went forward into the land of promise, not knowing whither he went, except that he was going where the Lord had called him. I want us to think about this pilgrim faith. The very first thing that strikes me about it is the willingness of faith. In the case of Abraham, we're introduced to a very basic study in Scripture, to something that is of fundamental importance to the gospel, and that is the relationship of faith to the call of God. Now, I'm dealing with the call. You can take it in many ways. There are various types of call, and you can apply the great spiritual truths here to the call of God to the ministry, or to the mission field, or the call of God to any particular form of obedience or service. But I want today to focus our attention upon the most basic call of all, that effectual call of God through the gospel, by his Spirit, to eternal life. And here we have the relationship of faith to the call of God. We must, if we're going to understand that relationship, we must first of all pay some attention to this call. We read that God called Abraham out of Ur of the Chaldees. Now see for a moment what that's teaching us about the call of the gospel. Because it was the call of the gospel. Paul's whole emphasis in Hebrews 11 is that this was the promise. The great promise set before Abraham was Christ. Galatians 3 indeed says that the seed of which the Lord spoke to him in this call was none other than Jesus Christ. And Paul equates the promise given to Abraham with the gospel of God's full and free and saving grace in Jesus Christ. So this is the call of the gospel we're dealing with. And the first thing we find about it is that it was a sovereign call. There were millions of people in Ur of the Chaldees. God could well have sent a revelation of this magnitude and this power to every one of them. But we find that God in His sovereign grace came down to Ur of the Chaldees. And He came to the home of Terah. He came to the person of Abraham. He put His hand upon Abraham. And He said, Abraham, out of all this company, I am calling you in a sovereign, in a special, unique way. The call of the gospel is a call that is sovereign. We don't understand that. There is a general call that the Word of God gives out every time the gospel is preached. An honest call, a statement of the man, a man's responsibility to God, a statement that there is forgiveness for every sinner who comes, and there is judgment for every sinner who doesn't. There is a general call that goes out with every gospel message. But there is a particular call of which the apostle speaks more than once. A call that comes along with that general call, but that fastens upon peculiar objects of particular grace. Paul speaks of that call in that celebrated passage in Romans chapter 8. He says, whom He did foreknow, He did predestinate. Whom He did predestinate, them He also called. Whom He called, them He also justified. Here is a call that Paul is speaking about that is infallibly followed by justification. Just as surely as justification is infallibly followed by glorification. Paul says, here is a call that is not merely a general presentation of terms. Here is a call that, like the call of Christ to Lazarus at his graveside, imparts life to a dead soul. Here is a call that enables a powerless sinner to obey it. Here is a call that is particular and sovereign, that differentiates and that falls upon peculiar objects of the grace of God. It is a sovereign call that takes away all pride in saved people.
You've been listening to Let the Bible Speak, the radio ministry of the Free Presbyterian Church of North America. We hope that you've enjoyed and benefited from today's program. We're here as your servants for Christ's sake. If we can be of any further help to you in the things of God, we invite you to contact us. If you would like to receive our booklet, A New Beginning, a booklet that sets forth God's way of salvation in clear, concise, and biblical ways, you may have it free of charge, simply for the asking. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. That's Let the Bible Speak, 1207 Haywood Road, Greenville, South Carolina, 29615. If you wish, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-LTBS. That's 1-866-877-5827. You may email us at info@faithfpc.org. That's info@faithfpc.org. Also, we invite you to visit our website at www.faithfpc.org. If you would be interested in considering the establishment of a Free Presbyterian Church in your area, by all means, let us know. Once again, you may call us toll-free at 1-866-877-5827. On behalf of Dr. Alan Cairns, this is Charles Kelch saying thank you for listening and inviting you to join us Monday through Friday at this same time as we Let the Bible Speak.